Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across major cities in Israel is calm today. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Over in Tel Aviv, expect a pleasant day with mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Haifa is experiencing similar conditions with clear skies and a warm atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. and Iran have focused on elements of a nuclear deal and the enforcement of a Lebanon ceasefire. This comes after successful talks today, with all parties expressing satisfaction. Also, the Times of Israel notes that the IDF reportedly killed a Gazan man and a girl. The IDF claims the man was an Islamic Jihad commander involved in the October 7th kidnapping. Also, this hour, JNS carries a statement from the IDF chief saying the Lebanon ceasefire is fragile. The IDF remains on high alert along the northern border. Separately, I-24 News reports that the IDF chief visited troops in southern Lebanon and reiterated the fragility of the ceasefire. And finally, Axios has reported that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Such a move could unravel negotiations and reignite conflict with Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source analyst Osint613 shared that U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham criticized the New York Times over its analysis, praising former President Trump's economic pressure on Iran. Aaron David Miller, a Middle Eastern analyst, noted that Iran is obliged to appear serious about the Memorandum of Understanding, yet expects lengthy negotiations due to nuclear advancements. Arsen Ostrovsky, an analyst, highlighted the discovery of a Hezbollah terror tunnel by the IDF under a Lebanese village, indicating ongoing ceasefire violations. Let's go deeper, starting with U.S.-Iran talks, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. A U.S. diplomat revealed that the discussions focused on nuclear deal elements and ceasefire enforcement in Lebanon. The talks were described as successful, with all parties satisfied. This development could pave the way for further negotiations on regional stability. Turning to the Times of Israel's report on the IDF strikes in Gaza, the IDF claims the targeted Islamic Jihad commander was rebuilding the terror group and had a history of involvement in kidnappings. This strike follows a separate operation that killed two Hamas members. These actions highlight the ongoing tensions in the region and the IDF's focus on dismantling terror networks. Meanwhile, the JNS story on the fragile Lebanon ceasefire quotes IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir. He emphasized high alertness along the northern border and a commitment to defending Israeli civilians. This cautious approach reflects the delicate nature of current ceasefire agreements. In related news, from I-24 News, the IDF chief's visit to southern Lebanon reiterates concerns about ceasefire stability. His presence underscores the IDF's readiness to respond to any violations. The fragile situation in Lebanon remains a focal point for Israeli defense strategies. Finally, Axios reports that Iran's missile firing at Israel marks a significant escalation post-ceasefire. Such actions threaten ongoing negotiations and could lead to renewed hostilities. The regional implications are severe, potentially impacting diplomatic talks and security arrangements. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Liad Agmon has unveiled a new startup called Sunsay. This venture, discussed at the Globes Tech IL conference, focuses on developing innovative electronic solutions. Separately, CTech highlights remarks from Migdal CEO Ronen Agassi. He stated that the company manages over 600 billion shekels in assets and plans significant expansion. This underscores Migdal's strong financial position and future growth potential. And finally, according to Ynet Business, Tel Aviv has been ranked the world's fourth top startup hub. The city's ecosystem value has surged, driven by advancements in AI, big data, and cyber technologies. That's your Israel 18 news update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.